all of these things are very much on my mind. Maybe it's always the same story for me in one form or another, whether it's tabloid or believing is seeing or the thin blue line or standard operating procedure.
When you say all these things, you mean just the pursuit of truth, the nature of truth, or what are you referring to exactly?
It's not just simply the pursuit of truth. I think that mischaracterizes it. It's almost the flip side of truth. Call it an obsession with error of the mistakes and errors that are made and why we may choose untruth instead of truth, and if it is a choice at all. And take the thin blue line. The thin blue line is the obvious example. Yes, I'm pursuing what really, really happened. But the story is about people who believed, passionately believed, something untrue. And that's of great interest to me. How did that happen? Why is it that people believe that Randall Dale Adams, who was convicted of this murder, was the real culprit, and David Ray Harris, the 16-year-old kid, was not?
Well, it seems to me your book is about photography, but it's also mostly about like the limits of photography. You know, that people like to think that photography tells the truth when in fact it doesn't, or it offers a very kind of, I guess, a lens on reality that's quite influenced by the photographer or the context under which the photo was created.
I sometimes think we like some simple solution to the riddle of what's out there in the world. What's true, what's false, what exists, what doesn't exist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are no simple solutions. And that includes photography. Photography doesn't give us any secret access to the world. And yet people talk about it as though it does, as though somehow, no need to worry about epistemology or anything like that anymore when a photograph is involved. And of course, that's nonsense. It's nonsensical. I think so many of these issues, and I'm not going to claim that I understand all of these issues, because it's not clear to me that I do. When I first started making movies, there was a received idea about how you were supposed to make a documentary. Call it whatever you want. Cinema verite, direct cinema, blah, blah, blah. But it was this idea of shooting with available light, shooting with a handheld camera, the fly-on-the-wall idea. You're observing, you're not interacting, you're not altering. And implicit, maybe even explicit in all of that, was the idea that if you obey a set of rules, available light, handheld camera, observed, don't change anything, the truth will result, that somehow this will produce truth. And I thought, this is clearly false. This is wrong. Just because you adopt a style of shooting, somehow truth doesn't pop out. It's a kind of magic meat grinder that produces the truth.